And we've been talking about this a lot, haven't we? But let me ask this question. Please don't respond. I'm not asking this question for a response. I just want to provoke you to think. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. We know we've been redeemed through Jesus Christ. And we here, this room, we're shouting amen and hallelujahs and thank you, Jesus. And that's what we should be doing. Am I right?
Amen.
That's what we should be doing. But now, are the thank you, Jesus, and the hallelujahs and the amens, are they going to continue outside of these doors? This is Wednesday night. Will we still know that we've been redeemed tomorrow morning?
Amen.
Will we know that we've been redeemed on Friday,
yes.
Saturday,
yes.
Sunday?
Yes.
When somebody pushed that one button, do you still know you've been redeemed? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, Jesus is coming back for a victorious church. You know the question Jesus asked? He asked a very important question concerning his coming. He asked a very, don't blurt it out, but how many of you think you know what the question is? Raise your hand. If you think you know what the question, all right, we have one, keep your hands up. We have one hand over here. Anybody else? Just one over here and one right here. Hallelujah. What do you think the question is? That's it. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Hallelujah. Will he find us walking in his word? Will he find us standing strong? Or will he find us griping and complaining, poor old me? Poor old me, why do things have to be the way they are? Why? You know, the unbelievers sing the blues over a glass of beer or wine or some type of liquor. Too many of God's people are singing the blues over a cup of coffee or a glass of tea. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All right, we're going to move right along. Praise God, praise God. Listen, folks, I want to stir you up, not just for the service. I want you to stay stirred up. I want you to be just plumb hard to handle. Yeah. Praise God. So last week we talked about the fact that Jesus paid the ransom for us. Jesus redeemed us, didn't he? Yes, he did. He redeemed us. But you know, we're the ones that's going to have to walk it out. Now, matter of fact, Real quick, let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. And last week, I read to you, I think if I remember correctly, beginning at verse 18, and I'll read it again. It says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Amen. Amen. But now I want to continue. I don't remember if I read all the way through or not, but I want us to take a look at the next four verses here. It says, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Now listen. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which, what? Lives and abides forever. Which lives and abides forever. Now, let's read on. Verse 22. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. Finish that. Say what? Get that on the inside of you. Say it again. Hallelujah. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Let me tell you something. The word of God endures forever. Now, the word of God is a sure foundation. How many of you know we need a foundation? Man, you can have so many things coming at you that sometimes you can't even think straight, just coming at you. But we have a sure foundation that we can stand on. Amen. You ever, I know I have, let me go ahead and testify first. In your life, things were tight. It seemed like everything is coming due at the same time. You got a mailbox full of bills. And you're looking through all the bills, thinking about how you're going to pay them. And all of a sudden, something else breaks. Anybody ever been there? But how many of you know the word of God endures forever? The word of God endures forever. See, that's the reason we are told to study the word of God, to speak the word of God, because when things are coming at us or trying to come at us, we got something solid to stand on. Amen. And we're not moved. Like a tree planted by rivers of water, I shall not be moved. But you do you know, though, that that is a decision that we have to make? I am going to stand on what God has said, and I'm not going to be moved by what's going on around me. I'm not going to be moved what's going on in my body. I'm just not going to be moved. I'm going to stand on God's word, and I will see my deliverance manifest itself. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to deal with our health for a few minutes, because that's the enemy that many of us face. I read a book. I'm trying to make sure I get the title right. I'm not going to say it if I don't remember the. Yeah. I read a book early in my ministry called, the title of it was Redeemed from Poverty, Sickness, and Death, by the late Kenneth E. Hagin. I want to tell you something. That book blessed me. Matter of fact, we bought a bunch of them and started sharing them with people, because you got to know you've been redeemed. Right. Redeemed from poverty, sickness, and death. Let's look. Turn to Matthew chapter 8, the 8th chapter of Matthew. I want to read to you what I wrote here. When it comes to the healing of our bodies and our minds, we must stand steadfast. Everybody say steadfast.
Steadfast.
We must stand steadfast on God's infallible word. I'm going to read that again. When it comes to the healing of our bodies and our minds, in other words, our emotions, we must stand steadfast on God's infallible word. Now, you should have Matthew chapter 8 by now. Look at verse 14. It says, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. I preached y'all a message on that. Y'all remember? I believe it was last year, I think it was. When you get healed, In other words, you're healed to serve. Get up and start serving. Amen. But we won't go there tonight. Look at verse 16. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word. And I love this. I just love this. And healed. How many?
All.
How many?
All.
and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself, oh, grab a hold of this, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. I'll read that again. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Notice how that is written in the Word of God. He himself, who is that?
Jesus.
That's Jesus. Took our, everybody say, my. So we can make this verse real personal because it's supposed to be personal. He himself took my infirmities, my weaknesses, my lack of ability. He took it and he bore my sicknesses. Now, here's the thing. Whether you believe it or not, the word still stands. It is still the truth. You hear me? Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 is still the truth. If we choose not to believe it, that's us, but it doesn't change the word of God. If we choose to say Jesus don't heal today, that doesn't change the word of God. Because Peter himself testified. That by his stripes, we were healed. We means me. Say it. We
means me.
Say it again.
We means me.
Glory to God. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. You know, you need to separate yourself from anything or anybody that's telling you, giving you bad news all the time. I'm so glad my TV has a remote to go with it. And if it didn't have a remote, it's got a power button on and off. If the power button don't work, you can always unplug it. Now, if you unplug it and it's still talking, now it's time to cast the devil out of that thing. You can turn on your television and start listening at some of this stuff, this doubt and unbelief, and all of a sudden, you know, it's time to go to bed, and you kind of like Elvis Presley used to be when he was alive, all shook up, you know? Just don't know what to do. Don't you know your sleep is supposed to be peaceful?
Yes.
Supposed to be sweet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Circumstances, things we face in this world tries to contradict what the Word of God says. But we got to stay with what He says. We got to stay with it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read it one more time, then we're gonna move on. Verse 17. This is good food. This is good food. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53. Saying, he himself, he was prophesying about Jesus. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now notice, see, we know. Everybody say we know. We know that Jesus died for our sins, didn't he? Didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Amen. But the subject matter right here in these verses is not talking about sin. It's talking about sickness and disease and demon possession. Let's read verse 16 again. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he did what?
Healed
all who were sick that. He healed all who were sick that. I want you to get that before we move on. He healed all who were sick that it might be what? Fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. God does not get angry at us when we choose to believe him for good health. God does not get angry at us. He doesn't get frustrated with us when we make a decision, Lord, I'm going to stand on your word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-doctor. Matter of fact, there was a doctor that wrote part of the Bible, New Testament. Anybody know who he is? Raise your hand. Somebody blurted it out. Now, who blurted it out? I'm going to have to take about a half a point off your grade. Who blurted it out? But who is it again? Hallelujah. But yet Luke himself recorded the miracles that were done by the church. And of course, Jesus himself in the book of Luke. So please don't go saying that preacher don't believe in going to the doctor. That's not what I said. I'm saying whether you're going to the doctor or not, you still need to believe the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You need to pray before you go and pray while you're there and pray after you leave. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Man can't heal you anyway. God does. So, whether it's by way of physicians, medication, whatever, God still does the healing. Amen. Just like when I lay hands on folk to pray for them, if they get healed, I didn't heal them. God did it. God did it. I can't heal nobody. Can't heal myself. If I have a challenge in my body, guess who I go to? God and His Word. Y'all with me? I say, are you with me? Praise God. But I believe in miracles. I've seen miracles. I've experienced miracles. Hallelujah. Turn, we'll go a few more minutes. Turn to the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Now, many of you are well familiar with these verses, but 4th chapter, I'll begin reading, let me see, at the 20th verse. It says, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. You see that? Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Do you know we are supposed to get the Word of God down on the inside of us? Supposed to get on the inside of us. And listen, verse 22. For they are life to those who find them. Finish it. And what? And health to all their flesh. Glory to God. Now, in some Bibles, maybe in yours, they have a little number or maybe a letter or something out by the word health. And if you look in your margin, you'll see the word medicine. Anybody here have that in their Bibles? Okay, we have one. Anybody else? Okay, you have it in yours? The Hebrew word for health here is M-A-R-P-E or marpe, which can be interpreted medicine. So we can say it this way. The word of God is medicine for my body. It is medicine for my soul. Amen. And it's medicine for my spirit too, because we grow spiritually, don't we? The word of God is medicine. Now, can I tell you something else? By standing on the Word of God and you know, studying the Word of God and standing on the Word of God, believing the Word of God can get us healed, right? Or will get us healed. But doing the same thing will also keep us from getting sick. Yes. In other words, some of the stuff we deal with, we won't even have to deal with. Now, let me explain what I'm saying here. Just for example, let's say Brother John Doe have issues with Sister Jane Doe. And so Brother John, he just got, I mean, he just have a bad attitude. And so he's offended by Sister Jane Doe, and this word of God's telling him that he need to forgive her. He need to release her. But Brother John, he's just hanging on. Now, you know, he's hanging on to his bitterness, he's hanging on to his hurts. And he's seen in the word of God where he need to release that and to release her. But Brother John don't want to do that. And guess what he's opening the door to? Sickness in his body. There are folks walking around today all stressed out simply because they won't release some people. Y'all heard me say this before, but you hear me say it again too, because it is the truth. You hear me? It is the truth. You can shout, jump, dance all day long and all night long. But if you're holding on to something that the word of God tells you to release, you're opening the door for problems. So not only is the word of God healing medicine, the word of God is preventive medicine. Can I get an amen on that? Just by doing it. I mean, we just read a little while ago, where the word of God tells us to love one another, walk in love. I mean, we see it over and wouldn't you think as many times as it is written in the word of God, we would get it. But God knew, the Holy Spirit knew that his people are going to have trouble with that. So he kept saying it over and over and over and over and over. It's in the Gospels. It's in the letters. Love one another. Love one another. Love is a powerful thing. We shouldn't let offense and bitterness and being unwilling to forgive send us to an early grave. Amen.
Amen.
I've heard testimonies of people that live a long time, and the person interviewing them was asking, why do you think, what do you contribute to your long life? And many of them will say, walking with the Lord, loving one another, just being at peace. Peace is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. So always remember this. The Word of God is a healing medicine, but it's also a preventive medicine. Amen. So what I want to tell you is take your medicine every day. Look at me. Take your medicine every day. Hallelujah. And while you're reading your Bible, and if the Spirit of God just prompts you and tell you, or maybe somebody will come to mind and you remember, oh, I don't like her, or I don't like him. That's the time to go ahead and settle the issue. Amen. This is a Selah moment. I'm just giving you time to think about it. Amen. Take your medicine, which is the word of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to have to quit right now. But now, let's make this plain. I haven't told anybody not to go to a doctor, right? I thank God for doctors. Because if it wasn't for some doctors, there would be some Christians already in heaven that's still on the earth right now. So I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we need to learn to trust God's word. Trust God's word. Amen. And I remember hearing Brother Hagin again saying one time, he said, if I needed to go to a doctor, I would. Anybody else ever heard him say that or read it? Okay, I got witnesses. He said, if I needed to, I would. But you know what? He preached healing. He taught healing. He had many miracles in his own ministry. Why? Because people have to learn to trust the word of God. Amen. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And we have people that are members of this church in the medical field. And I thank God for each and every one of them. And I hope you are praying for each and every one of them. Praise God. I thank God for that. Father, we thank you for your word. And we know that your word will never return to you void. Father, we thank you that Jesus himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses.